3. Office hours. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Professor Williams?
Ah, Jillian. Come in. What can I help you with today?
Well, it's about the paper. I've run into some problems. See, my aunt hasn't been well recently, and I've been spending a lot of time with her.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And, well, as for the paper, I've tried to give it my best effort, and while I've been able to form most of it, I'm afraid that I won't be submitting my best work due to my current circumstances. What should I do?
Really, all I can say is try your best.
It's just that I feel at this point my best won't be enough, especially because I really would like to excel in your class. I was hoping that, well, that I could have until Monday to finish my paper. I really feel that having the weekend to recuperate would allow me to produce a paper that I could actually be satisfied with.
I see that you've had to shift your priorities in order to tend to your aunt. But the truth is, I'm unable to give you an extension this time.
I don't understand. Why not?
3 weeks ago, you asked for an extension, and I gave you one. Unfortunately, you didn't honor the new due date. In fact, you then asked for an extension on your extension. It's always been my policy to give only one extension per student per semester. I feel that it's only fair for the other students, particularly to those who never ask for one.
I understand that. But given my situation, couldn't you make an exception?
The thing is, I already have. It sounds rigid, but sometimes one has to stick steadfastly to certain rules, just for the sake of fairness.
Okay, it's just that I would really like to do well in this class.
You can still do very well. You have until tomorrow to complete your paper and to reflect what you have learned in class. And if, for whatever reason, you are dissatisfied with your performance on this paper, then you have other opportunities throughout the semester to redeem your grades.
So what would you recommend that I do?
Let's see. What would I recommend? Well, first and foremost, work hard on your paper, to the best of your ability. Also, you still have the final exam and the group project, both of which account for 20% of your grade. That's a huge chunk. In addition, you can continue to show up to class and participate, and prove to me that you do indeed want to learn.
Okay, I understand. Thanks very much for your advice and your time.
Anytime. Best of luck to you on your paper. I'm sure you'll do fine.
13. What problem does the student have? What are the speakers mainly discussing? 15. Which of the following is true according to the student? 16. Why does the professor refuse the student's request? 17. What advice does the professor give the student?